Spirit in the Silence. Madeleine L'Engle, one of my favorite authors, wrote in her book, The Irrational Season, "I know the gifts of spirit, not only when I hear the rippling of tongues, but also in the gift of silence, when understanding and joy come without words." As I write this, I'm here at a friend's quaint beach house on Plum Island, Massachusetts. Window boxes brimming with flowers. The silence here is palpable. I don't often realize how much I miss the silence until I'm immersed in it, as I am this morning. The bright globe of the sun is peeking over the horizon. The tranquilizing hymn of the waves lulls the shoreline. I feel the reverence of the pulsing sunrise, the litany of the ocean's expanse, the laughing liturgy of seagulls, the ocean mist baptizing my face. My advancing age does not matter in these sacramental moments of connection with spirit. I am evolving. Sue Bender says in her book, Stretching Lessons, "If we never pause long enough to get to know the silence, how will we know the possibilities it contains?" In the silence, I feel my own life's pulse. I wait. I listen. I understand that I am in a spiritual realm that I did not create. I understand that I am luxuriously immersed in my choice to be in solitude and to be in the fullness of my own presence. I do silence well, and I'm proud of my accomplishment. I promise my maturing self that this will be a priceless gift I give to me each day. Each day, I will carve out of chaos a silence where I listen for spirit to rise in me, noiseless as a sunrise on Plum Island.